to the family.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I've written 4 books. The first one was From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt, where I talk about how I survived a 19-year marriage with 17 years of those being a victim of domestic violence. And then I went on to write Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. And it simply means just that. So many times we go through situations and circumstances in our life and individuals just won't let you forget. But if you learn to forgive yourself and forgive others, then you won't be held hostage by the rumors and the naysayers, and you can go on and fulfill the purpose that God has for your life. And then Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. That is for young people that are going through situations with all this peer pressure and different things going on in our communities. This is a must-read book for young adults, well, at any age, actually. The first book, Les Brown wrote the foreword. The second, Malik Yoba, the actor, wrote the second one on Unveiling Secrets from the Heart. And the third book, Seth Joyner, former NFL player, Arizona, wrote the foreword for that one. And then my e-book, Unlimited Possibilities, The Roadmap to Restoration. I am so delighted and happy tonight because Hot Topics from the Soul is going to talk to different authors. This year, so many things have gone on, as I stated, and we have authors who have written some books that are inspirational, motivational. Some deal with relationships. Some deal with social issues, which Hot Topics from the Soul does. It covers social issues, relationships, family, finances. And I'm even more excited that my co-host, Shirley Carter, is on the air with me tonight. Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. I, myself, as one of these authors that's going to be speaking with you tonight about my new book, called Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man. I'm an entrepreneur. I own an entertainment company, and I have a nonprofit organization for breast cancer survivors called Against All Odds. So thank you for joining us tonight, Val, and I'm excited about tonight to hear about other people's books and to present my book to our listeners as well.
Well, we're going to begin with you first. You know, relationships is always the top of the chart for so many people. Every time I do a show on relationships, I tell you my lines are always full. It's the most replayed show that I have when it deals with relationships. So your book that is entitled Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man, what inspired you to write it besides me nagging you and telling you don't talk to me anymore until you have a book?
One of the things about that inspired me is that we deal with so many different aspects of relationships, and as well as, you know, hearing about other relationship books. And one of the ones I reference is like the Steve Harvey book, and I said, well, I understand he's telling women what men are thinking, but what about the men? What about what they need to know about a woman and how she thinks and what's going on with her, and to get a better understanding? So I based my book on the fact that I wanted to express to a man, to give him an insight in learning a woman and how to love a woman, you know, with no strings attached, unconditionally, and as well as dealing with the fact that women learning their man in the process of even learning themselves so they can be prepared to be in a relationship with a man. And the other thing, it gives a man a more insight, as I said, into the mind of a woman and how she feels and her reaction with him in building a healthy relationship. So my book deals a lot about building healthy relationships and going back to the basics of a relationship, and it's an easy read. I released it on Smashwords as an e-book for now, which is distributing it to Nook, If you have a Nook reader or Kindle and Amazon.com, and as well as the Apple iPad and so forth. And it will be coming out in a hardcover February. That's my release date. And so the book, February, I'm doing it, the hardcover February, I'm having a book signing in February as well. So all of that is being put together as we speak to be prepared for that. But it is available now, as I said, in ebook format. And
I am so proud of you, Shirley, in writing the book. I'm so excited for you. And, I'm even more excited that you are releasing it on Hot Topics from the Soul.
Go ahead.
Growing up, I read books. My father is a hardworking man and stuff, but he's also a biker, and he used to have these books. I used to love to read whatever books were in the house. I would read them, and of course he would hide these books that I shouldn't be reading. And when nobody was home, I would go in my dad's stash and start reading books because they were nice little thick novel like books, and I liked reading about life. And one of the authors that I became attracted to was Donald Goins. He's one of the most prolific urban writers of our time that talks about inner city love, drugs, and stuff like that. And it helped me by reading his book to understand ghetto life. And I really enjoyed reading his books. Now, the reason why I brought that up is because in your book, that you're writing it, it's in real time. What's going on right now in our societies, like never before, people are juggling and struggling with relationships. And Steve Harvey's book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, is like parallel to the book that you just wrote, but it's from a different perspective. Can you give some more insight, some more light as to the information? Because one of the things, not knocking Steve Harvey, but some of the things that he talked about, it wasn't new information.
Right. Well, one of the things about my book is that it's getting back to the basics, as I stated. Let me give you an example. Like, I talk about relationships. That's one of my chapters. And it seems that we have gotten away from what is a relationship. And we have different relationships in our life. Some are for a season, some for a lifetime, and some are just what it is, just a relationship for that moment. And I break down the dynamics of a relationship, what is consistent in that relationship, the communication, how important that is, how important it is to be ready for a relationship. Some of the things that we as women and as our men, what they need to prepare themselves for, or what state or they should be in before they even attempt to get into a relationship. Especially, we have a society now that we want that instant gratification. And with that comes along a lot of baggage. And we don't want to deal with it, or we tend to take things from past relationships and try to mold them into the current relationship, and then before we know it, we're all mixed up. We don't even know who we are, but we expect the person that we're in a relationship with to understand us and love us for who we are, and when we're still trying to define who we are ourselves. So I deal with that in real time and what I see and going on. So my book is based on not interviewing people, but life experiences and dealing with situations that I've encountered with other people in their relationship, and where I've been able to talk with them and giving them a different insight or a light into what they're going through. I've had friends call me about situation, and I've been able to give them different perspectives. So I said, I need to, and I was encouraged by, you, Val, and I have male friends that encouraged me. They was like, how do you know so much? And I tell them, I said, I don't know where it comes from, and I credit it to God that he has given me a gift of discernment and a knowledge and power to disseminate that information, that it can be broken down to basic language. That's why I said easy read. This is not a book where you got to figure out what I'm saying. It's just like having a conversation with you. So it's a small, easy read, and it's having a conversation straight up, like straight no chaser, and you should be able to understand it and apply it to your life. And there may be some things in here you're already going through that you're able to get a better insight why you're in that situation. Why do we keep making the same mistake of repeating things? What is it about us that makes us as human beings repeat the same thing over and over? Why aren't we learning from this? So I deal with different situations. There's a part in there, a chapter where I talk about, can you see yourself? So I give you different scenarios. And I even go into online dating, love or lust. These are some of my chapters. Finding the one, friend or foe. Have you disconnected? Because of the age of technology today, we are so into disconnecting. We text. We don't talk on the phone. We send a text or something. And Val, you know I'm one of those big ones to say, I don't like texting because you lose communication in it. You can't really express yourself in a text because it can be a misunderstanding just from a simple little text. Well, I thought, what does she mean by that? And it could be something simple. It's like, okay, no, I'm not going. Okay, has she got an attitude towards me? Is he mad at me? Why is he saying he's not going? Like, no, forget it. You know, but if you're talking to that person, you're communicating with them, you're more able to feel the vibe, as I say. You can feel the tension or no tension. And so, but a text eliminates all of that. You have no idea what level or mindset of someone or a feeling. There's no feeling in a text. So I talk about being disconnected. I talk about life challenges because with this age and time, we got so many people going through so many different things in their lives and in encounters. Like I use myself as an example, health issues. We got people dealing with those, men and women. And I talk about how do you expose that to someone you've met? When is it right? And I also give insight on the fact that if a person is dealing with, say, health issues, it doesn't mean that they are incapable of loving or being loved. They may take life from a different perspective than you do because 9 times out of 10, if someone is dealing with a life-altering health issue, they're going to take life more seriously. They're at a total different level than the average person when it comes to life and not having time for the foolishness because they have that urgency, not necessarily an urgency, but a need to be real, transparent, and not to play games. And sometimes you find people to get into relationship with someone with those things, they don't understand, well, why do they take it so serious? Or why do they think they all just have, you know, it's like they enjoy life on a total different level. And people need to communicate to understand that. And then I talk about the journey to love, the reality of it all, the journey to love. Every person has a journey. And some of the people that you meet along the way on your journey are not meant to end the journey with you or to go every step. So I deal with, you know, the relationships on that level as well. But it's, you know, like I said, it's an easy read. It's something that you can sit with your girlfriend or your guys or, you know, a guy and his girl or whatever. They can sit and talk and read this book and interact with it because the pages in here, they're not male bashing. They're not putting women down. It's not putting men down. It's an open communication book. Let's talk. Let's talk this out. Let's discuss it. And hopefully and prayerfully that someone, that it reaches people on a level where they can learn to communicate with each other and build healthy, happy relationships.
Excellent.
That pretty much sums up my book.
Well, that's excellent. I'm glad you, again, were able to share that. And those of you that are listening, you can also email me or send me a message on Facebook. And if you're listening online, you can send me a message on the bottom. And any questions or comments you may have, because we have some more authors that are holding on the line, and they're going to give their information. And if you want to have further contact or want to hear more about them on Hot Topics from the Soul, you can send me a message through Facebook, and I will make sure I accommodate, because as I said, we have a variety of different writers that are able to communicate with us on different levels. And you can also replay this show at any time to get their information if you don't have didn't have the opportunity of getting that. So Shirley, give your information again on how they can purchase your new book release.
You can purchase my book. You can go to my website. There's a link on there. It's Shirley Carter, ShirleyMCarter.com is my website. You can go to my Facebook page, Shirley Carter, and there is a link on that. And you can also visit Val's website because the book is listed on her website, on her timeline as well. Or you can go to Smash, S-M-A-S-H, Words, W-R-D-S, and then you can type in the title of the book, again, which is Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man. So you can download your book tonight.
Ooh, excellent. The title is so exciting. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Hold on. We have a caller holding 9441. Are you an author or you have a question or comment? Hello, 9441, are you there?
Oh, hi, Valerie. This is Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so sorry. I have so many phone numbers, I forgot which number I gave you.
Okay. Hi, Jacqueline. Give your name and your book and tell us a little bit about what your book is about.
Okay. My name is Jacqueline J. Love Jackson, and I wrote Seven Soul Seeds to activate bliss in body, mind, and wealth.
Hmm. Now, that's a mouthful. Tell us about Seven Soul Seeds.
Thank you. Well, that's well. What I usually do is shorten it anyway to just Seven Soul Seeds, it's basically about the synergy of seven areas of life that I believe will enhance your ability to live blissfully in this lifetime. You hear so many times, don't die with your song still in you. So that was part of the inspiration for writing this. This is where we are. We're living this life right now. So try to find out how to live it the best you can right now. And I really enjoyed listening to Shirley talk about her books on relationships, because that's all a part of living your bliss now as well, and living, loving yourself and loving a partner. And I really love that. I'm going to make sure I get her book.
Now, Jacqueline, in your book, The Seven Soul Seeds, who is the recommended audience? Like with Shirley's book, you know, it's universal, men and women in different diverse, whether they're married or single, can utilize her book, because, you know, we always try, anytime you're in or out of a relationship, you need information to stay in it or hold it together. So what is your target as far as the Seven Soul Seeds? Can you give me a chapter or give the audience a chapter out of there that would you feel that would be helpful to the listening audience so that they will be able to purchase your book?
Oh, certainly. I did address the book to women. However, there are men who are buying the book as well and have bought the book as well. The first chapter is called Self-Awareness, and that chapter is pretty universal because self-awareness talks about how to recognize it within yourself, why you do what you do, learning about yourself, self-love. There are different personality types, and in these personality types, there are temperaments that you see, like the hot-tempered person is a certain personality type, the sweet person, the party person, or you know, the lighter personality that gets along with everybody. And there are balances and imbalances in all of these personality types, but when they're all in when your personality type is in balance, you know, all of them, we're all have parts of all of these things within us, but sometimes one may rise to the top and it might be in or out of balance. So mm-hmm. self-awareness teaches those different body types and personality types and what's going on when you feel out of sorts. There's a reason for that, and it can be related to your diet, your eating habits, your exercise or lack thereof, because that affects what's going on in your body chemically. That can really change your outlook on life. So that self-awareness chapter starts out talking about why we do the things we do sometimes, and why those things may make it difficult to get along with people sometimes, and you don't even know why you said certain things, and because you haven't really delved into who you really are and really listening to your body. It's about listening to your body too, in terms of health. Self-awareness is also about intuitively listening to your body about what it needs. Sometimes our body is telling us we need rest. So Seven Soul Seeds is also a well-being book about wellness, well-being, wealth consciousness. And wealth consciousness is not just about money. It's about how we value ourselves and how we value our work and how we put ourselves out there to shine and to help others. I also wrote the book for, the reason I addressed it to women is because a lot of us are super women. We put everybody ahead of us with ourselves, and we sometimes ignore what's going on, or we sacrifice the things that we would want for everybody else. And with that sometimes comes a lot of stress, sometimes resentment, and sometimes we don't even know why we're feeling resentful, but a lot of times it's because we're foregoing something for ourselves that we're giving to everybody else, but you don't want to say it out loud for fear of feeling selfish. In this book, what I try to hit on is how to put your oxygen mask on first, so that, you know, if you take better care of yourself, then you can really give more. I'm not asking people not to help others, but to just help yourself, so that if helping others is what you want, you're actually in a better position to do that because you're healthier, mind, body, and spirit. So that's what that first chapter kind of hits on, all of that, because it sets the tone for the rest of the book to flow.
Well, excellent. And I beg to differ when you say that it was for women, because when you were talking, I was like, you know, mm-hmm. men have mood mm-hmm. swings. They go through,
oh, definitely.
I declare. It's like, okay,
yeah.
Y'all PMSing? So, yeah, it is quite universal. You know, one of the things that we need to recognize and know as authors is when we're writing in a realm of the spirit that mm-hmm. is universal. and that caters to the atmosphere and the emotion. Men have emotions as well as women that we know are ball of emotions because that's how we flow, that's how we operate. But men have emotions also, and they're learning how to operate and function in those relationships without having to always, you know, put that mask on first and, you know, and be vulnerable to the fact that, yeah, I hurt. Yes, I'm going through something. Yes, I need to put this oxygen mask on. Yes, I need my soul ministered to. I need my soul catered to. So I thank you so much, Jacqueline, for sharing your information about Seven Soul Seeds. Now, can you give the audience the information on how they can contact you to purchase the book?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Please go to www.7soulseeds.com, and that's the number 7, soul, S-O-U-L, seeds, S-E-E-D-S.com. And while you're there, sign up for the newsletter, sign up for the 7 Degrees of Togetherness shift, which allows you to get a free posting in my magazine if you fill out the form. It's a short form. And also there on the site, you'll learn about the 7 Soul Seeds of Hope campaign for women in shelters. Because the book is about, you know, one thing that really inspired the book was the superwomen idea. So that is why I focused on women. Yes, men can get a lot out of it too. But I did focus on the superwomen because I wanted to target right in on them and do a little niching here. And it's for women who are from all walks of life who are reinventing their lives and are looking for ways to transform their lives. And some of these women are being assisted by shelters right now for different reasons. So that's where the inspiration for the 7 Soul Seeds of Hope campaign came in. So when you go to 7soulseeds.com, you'll see a menu tab for that page and get more information on that. So I really hope that you'll go and enjoy the site and buy the book.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing. And once again, those of you that are listening or missed any of the interview with Shirley M. Carter or Jacqueline Jackson regarding their books, you can email me at soultopics@gmail.com or hit me up on Facebook, Valerie Parker on Facebook, and I will be able to get that information to you so that you can by all means purchase it for the holidays. You don't have to worry about being alone. You can cuddle up with some books. So thanks again. Okay, I have another caller holding. 2175, are you there? 2175, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you all?
Excellent.
Oh, good. I enjoyed
you
everything
have a question
that I've already heard.
Okay, you have a question, a comment, or are you an author, you want to share a book, or you have a comment for anyone?
I have a comment as to where that my name is Marie, and I have a comment as to where that I enjoyed everything that I've heard. I'm not an author, but I'm thinking about writing a book, and
okay.
I think I already have a topic because the topic already fits me. But I'm not going to mention it now. I want to talk to you about it, but not right now.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed everything that I've heard, and I really do appreciate all the books that you all have wrote. And for me, I really do need to get into trying to get those books so I can start trying to read them and put them, you know, into my life because I'm into that, you know, that relationship and all this other stuff that you all talk about. And you know, and I'm just so proud and I'm so happy that people are out there that do care. And, you know, and that's a help for the ones that are in these situations, you know, now. you know, because we, you know, like the kids got killed, you know, and the, you know, the child killed his mother. I mean, you know, when you, and those are relationships, you know, and all those people, you know, and I just send my prayers out to all of them, you know. And it's just so wonderful that you all, you know, did that, you know, for the people out here. And I just appreciate everything that you all have talked about, and I appreciate everything that you all are doing. And you all, ladies, just keep the good work up, and I just hope to follow the footsteps of you all. And thanks for letting me share that.
Thank you so much for joining. Have a great Christmas. Continue to hold, please. Okay, I have another caller, 3164. You're live. Are you there?
Absolutely. How are you, Valerie?
Good. Is this my friend Alan McDougall?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yes, it is, Val. Thanks for saying that. How are you tonight?
I am excellent. Alan, you have a book. Can you tell us about your book, your name?
Absolutely. The book is called Breaking Through, and the subtitle, Discovering the Riches Within. Breaking Through, Discovering the Riches Within.
Tell us some highlights about your book and also where they can find it and what inspired you to write the book.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity, Val. And once again, thanks for all you do for everyone. I truly am blessed to have met you. The book came about as about 24, 25 years ago when I was in a situation where I certainly didn't want to be. And I met a man that was speaking, and he had plans to write a book about his experiences, his strength, and his hope. At the time that I heard him say that, I put that in the back of my mind, and I said, someday I'm going to write my life story, my autobiography. But I didn't have a life at that time worth writing about. And some people today, Val, ask me, has this book taken a toll on you? It was published a year and a half ago. It's done extremely well. And it was self-published, and it's just going into Barnes & Noble in a couple of days, actually. And it is through no smartness of my own that I got it into Barnes & Noble. It is just through networking and believing in your product and pushing the story and diligence. And anyway, it's going into Barnes & Noble. But I didn't, and so people have asked me in interviews, has this book taken a toll on you? And I say absolutely. Not the financial end of it, not the memories. It has taken a toll on me to live a life of value for the past 24 years to write a book that is of value to other people. If I can just do a very quick synopsis of the first half of my life was when I was leading a life of in a downward spiral with addiction. 1987, I kind of met myself laying in ditches looking down on the world, thinking that the problem was everybody else's, and then finally realizing that I was the problem, and no matter where I go, there I am. And even back then in that haze, I knew that I had to write a book that society would see as inspirational book. So I talk about my experiences, my turnaround in my life, the people that have helped me. And I just don't talk about the experiences, Val. I put in there the actual steps that I took to living a life today, and you know this personally. I'm living a life today, Valerie, that is beyond my wildest, wildest expectations.
Well, give us an excerpt of a step, because, you know, as thousands of people that listen in every week and also replay the shows and maybe experiencing and going through some situation and want to know how you broke through and came across that barrier to build the life that you now have, because you said you're living the greatest life ever. So give some insight on how that's possible.
Well, it's funny you should mention the word how, Valerie, because I beat up my friend, my sponsor, when I was coming through out the other side of my alcoholism. He kept saying, I said, how am I going to do this, Jim? How am I going to do that? How am I going to do that? He was so fed up with me. he finally said, Alan, you don't even understand anything complex. I've got to break everything down for you. Let's keep it simple. He said, you take that word how, and he said, you look at the H. And he said, the H stands for honesty. And it doesn't have to be in a world of addiction. People can be living in skid row, living in $4 million homes. The skid row is in our mind. The skid row is in our mind, not necessarily in substance abuse. It's not the drinking. Sometimes it's our stinking thinking. And I had to get past that. And the H was for the honesty to ask for help. And I asked for help back in those days, but I still ask for help today. And then he said, take the letter O. And he said, put that in your little mind. He said, I know it's so full in there. He said, there's not much room for any wisdom. But he said, take the O and put it in there for being open-minded, to be open-minded to new ideas, to surround yourself with people that know what I don't know. And then the last word he said to me was the letter W. He said, you take that word, the little W. He said, write this down, because he said, you're probably not going to remember this. He said, and the W is for the willingness to try something new and to carry it on and to never give up. And so that's how, and if you just reverse those letters, you can have the word who will be successful. And you know something, Valerie, it sounds so simple, but simplicity is profound. When I'm struggling today, which I do in a very different way sometimes, I still go back to Jim's words. Honesty, open-minded, and the willingness to keep doing what you're doing, to believe in yourself, to believe in your dream. And the subtitle talks about the premise of the book is I worked 25 years underground as a miner at 4,000-foot level, and they paid me handsomely in Canada to extract the minerals and the precious stones from Mother Earth. And when I went on my own personal journey back 25 years ago, I went the 18 inches from my head to my heart, and I mined out that 18 inches of whatever was in there. I cleaned it out, and now I can operate from both my head and my heart, and I discovered that the richness and the jewels and the positive things that I have inside of me are much more valuable today than the platinum and the copper and the nickel and the gold that I was mining. And to me, it seems to be a bottomless pit. So my premise of my book is if I can do this, anybody can do this.
Also, Alan, what people don't know, you know, from being a fantastic motivation, inspirational speaker, that you do grief counseling. In light of the situation that just took place in Connecticut, what insight can you, because a lot of people are dealing with grief, doing, because this is holiday season, you know, they've lost loved ones, and, you know, it's just a trying time. From Thanksgiving on, it just seems to take a catapult spin into depression. What can you say to motivate or encourage someone that may be going through a transition of emotion at this particular time?
Well, and that's a great lead-in, Valerie, because today I just got a phone call of a young man in Washington State that his girlfriend gave him the word that she wanted to break up, and he went home and committed suicide. He was like 24 years old, and he didn't.
Wow.
I made a mistake. He didn't go home. He went to the work site where he committed suicide in the lunchroom in front of all these workers. So I am going to be leaving tomorrow to go out there, and I'm going to be talking about that there's nothing normal. Everybody wants to make, and this is, if anybody is listening that can relate to this, when something like this happens, no matter if it's one person or 30 or 50, we all try to make something normal out of an abnormal situation. And it's impossible. And only words of wisdom I could give to anyone is to experience the feelings. We hate to do that. We live in a very fast-paced world. We line up at Dunkin' Donuts to go through the drive-through in the morning, and if someone's taking their time, extra time ordering two coffee instead of one, I see people blow the horns at them because we are so instant gratification. But to go through the experience of losing someone, or when all these things happen, it brings back our sadness to our family members that we may have lost 10, 12 years ago, then we have to go through it slowly, be honest, write things down, talk to people that you trust with, talk to them, and you will get through it. You will get through it, but there's nothing fast. And we all operate at a different level. We cannot feel the same things that anybody else feels about this. Yes, we all feel sad, but it affects people to some people to a deeper level. So every call that I go to, which is usually one fatality every 10 days where I work, the company I work for, every family is going through a difference. So that's the other message I want to get out, is because you're going through a different, and you don't feel that bad now, next day you do, or next week after it hits you, just be comfortable inside of your own skin that it's working. It's working through you and with you.
Wow, that was some powerful information, and it was timely. I didn't know I was going to ask you that, or that you were going to share that information. But it is just also tragic. And Alan, the family that's left behind, is there ever? You said, you know, is nothing normal about it, that people try to act like everything is okay, everything is fine. How do you adjust? How do you deal with that?
How do I deal with that, Valerie? How does the family deal with that?
Both, because you're saying there's a fatality like every 10 days. How do you are you able to manage this sea of emotions and give help and aid and keep it moving for yourself?
Well, that's a good question. One is, I have very finally in my life, at my age in the last 10 years, I have a very balanced life. My work is very rewarding. However, it's extremely stressful, but it's such an honor. I'm so honored to be able to be a knock on someone's door when they're at their lowest time in their life and say, and just to be honest and just say, I don't know what your needs are. I don't know how you're feeling. I don't know what to say to you, but I'm here. And so when I go through that, I have a very balanced life. I have a wonderful friends. I have my book that is just surpassing my expectations. I do a lot of speaking, as you know. And it's so lovely to be in a crowd of people in a setting that are not crying, that I'm up there speaking and I have them, like, they're laughing, and it's that's my positiveness in my life. I also seek out counseling every month. I go to a professional counselor and I talk about my issues and I talk about the things that I have seen. And just in closing on that subject, if you want, I have learned more from the families that I've gone to help, and they have helped me just like I've helped them. That's my next book coming out. I'm starting to write it now. I'm co-authoring it with a professor at Loyola University in Baltimore, and he is a professor on post-traumatic stress disorder, and he's going to talk about the theory, and I'm going to talk about my real-life experiences. So I hope that answered some of the questions. It's such in my short time frame here, it's such a big subject to get into. But if you go to my website, which is www.ampublicspeaking.com, that's www.ampublicspeaking.com, you will not only see my book there, but you will see CDs that I have written, that I have taped, I'm sorry, that deal exactly with going through the stages of grief and loss.
Thank you so much, Alan, for that information. And one of the things I want to share with the audience and to echo some of what you were saying, Alan, is the fact that you've been through something. Shirley has been through something. Jacqueline has been through something. And we've all taken our experiences and written it down in a book, and we came out and we're survivors. We're stronger because we came through it, and we thrive. Our adrenaline flows when we're seeing and sowing into the lives of you, our listening audience. So I encourage you to go to the website of each of the authors. Shirley Carter, her book is Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man. And Jacqueline Jackson is Seven Soul Seeds. And Alan's book is Breaking Through. And if you missed the information, replay the show and email it to someone else so that they can listen to it and also utilize the services of these authors, because they're each one of them are motivational and inspirational speakers. They're also life coaches that they may be able to assist you, so you can also utilize their services for group meetings, private meetings, conferences, and workshops, self-help workshops. They are available for that. So, and if you missed all that information, then you can contact me at soultopics@gmail.com and also send me a message on Facebook, Valerie Parker on Facebook. Thank you so much, Alan. Okay, I have another person ending 0037. Are you there?
Hi there. How are you tonight?
Hello? I'm excellent.
This is Dr. Murphy. Can you hear me?
Yes. Greetings, Dr. Murphy. How are you?
Hi there. I'm just so impressed about what I hear with everybody tonight. It's just awesome. Totally awesome.
Yes.
And
so
I did not even have a clue
your
what
voice.
Your show was about tonight. I was available. So I said, let me just listen in. And I said, Lord, my book is going to be a great twist on what I've heard everybody else say, but I think it's very timely for the season that we're in with so much pain and people having so many different emotional challenges. As a therapist and going through a lot, I know you know everything already. But my book, I don't know if you saw it, it's called...
Oh, no, I don't know everything because our audience is large and they have no idea, so I need you
well,
to share.
Well, this one, I had a slight concussion. I hit my head, and I've been working quite a bit on the school of ministry and doing quite a few things and watching the behavior of those people who said that they would work with you and do different things in leadership, and then not just that, but just in business matters. And when I hit my head and had a slight concussion, the Lord began to minister to me while I was down during the concussion healing time, and I wrote this book in 3 days, and I knew it started with me. And it's called Discerning Undercover Sapsuckers. I know it's a hard
wow.
name. But we've got to understand that there is a great need to look at the spiritual fruit of the people that we are connecting and having a relationship with. He gave me Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, that we should not give that holy thing to the dogs, which means those people who use you and abuse you. So this is a spiritual fruit inspector's assessment guide. And what the Lord gave me was 6 keys, characteristics, that to understand and discern it, and he called those 7 hit list personality traits, and I was just blown away. And then he talked about apostolic confrontation, which means we've got to confront the thing and don't allow the people to continue to drain you, because I know some people on this line have experience where you can get a text or email or talking with someone, and all of a sudden you feel drained, you feel emotionally moved before
yes.
you even start talking to the person. And so we're in this critical hour that we cannot just be going on, you know, suspicion. We need to be able, or wondering or guessing. We got to know how to discern keenly toxic emotional relationships that's destroying us today and draining us. And so, and I just love how he gave me these 7 hit lists. One of them is called, it's a personality trait. It's called the liar loan shark. The person's always lying, want to borrow money, they're not going to pay you back. The my entitlement mentality, the sacrificial servant, the silent suffering saint, the love bug banker. That's the one I just want to have
oh,
sex
wait.
And don't have no intention of marrying you.
Oh, okay.
Drama queens and
what
kings.
What was that one?
The
sorry,
love bug banker.
What was that?
The Love Bug Banker. And then the Drama Queens and Kings. And then the Guilt Propofol. This one really got me when he gave me that last one, the Guilt Propofol Inducer. Now, that was really something because he said it's like it's a seductive type of a spirit that will come and send guilt on you to make you feel like you're obligated. They induce you with this deceptive spirit. It's like, he says, it's like a milk of amnesia sort of thing, if you think about the propofol that Michael Jackson took. But that's what I thought was something. It's a guilt manipulation spirit to make you feel like you owe me. You should be doing this. And people are, I mean, in our own children today, and I asked my kids when I wrote this book, I said, do you know what and God was so unique how he did it. He made me go through the whole process of getting people to understand what a sapsucker is. It's a woodpecker. And they come by and they can keep on pecking you and getting everything they can to sap the anointing out of you, they will. And so I'm just blessed that God has got me up and strong again, and that's what this book is about, to help the people understand that some people you're going to have to let go and grow.
Explain what that means when you say some people you have to let go and grow.
Well, one of the things in relation to that, some people will come to you all the time. We can use our kids as a great example of that, or someone that you may be mentoring. Some people will come with different types of personalities just to make you feel that they don't understand something. They're always blaming you about something. And sometimes we have to look at and discern very carefully, why is it that they keep coming to you? That's because they know the love that you have. They know that you have the godly love, and they know that you don't want them to feel like you're not a, quote, Christian. So they will use that. I know my kids deal with, what kind of mother are you? What kind of grandmother are you? That's because they want to continue to use me, and then when it's time that you need something from them, they can't be found. It's one of those personalities that's always got something that they need but nothing to bring to the table. Nothing to bring to the table. Always missing an action. Always woe is me.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of that.
Yes, you know, and it's big in your family today. You know, it's big with our children. It's always those that are close to you, and especially in leadership as well. They will do everything they can to get what they can out of you. And once they're done, you can't get them to call you back. You can't get a text answer. You know, all you know is, well, they missing an action now. Those are sapsuckers. And in this new year, we've got to recognize those people. In this book, I also give them instructions on how to identify them, how to make that list. If it's not the fruit that's going to be helping your baby kick or making you grow, they got the G-O.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, Dr. Sandy, but when you're under that type of manipulation by individuals, how can you give a way to disconnect, to exit a situation such as that?
Well, first of all, we have to examine the fruit. And that's one of the things where this is why it's called a fruit inspector of God. You've got to examine the fruit. The Bible tells us we have to try the spirit by the spirit. Many of us are connected with people that we have no business connected to in the very beginning. I mean, especially in dating relationships. Like I said, that love bug banker, we should pretty much know already it's about the sex. But sometimes it makes you feel so good, you don't want to let them go. And so you're just hanging on to that, hoping that they're going to change. And many of those are deadly relationships and are violent relationships. And so you've got to know how to judge that fruit. You know if this person is one that's always just there because you're going to pay for the bills, or you're not going to ask for anything or make them accountable for anything. So they're going to stay right there. Why wouldn't they? They ain't got to spend no money, and they're getting the honey.
Okay, how can they purchase your book or find out more about what you're doing in the community and what workshops and seminars you have?
Well, right now, I am resting and doing just a few things. Now, they can go to my website. It's www.elected, like you're being elected for something, elected.webs.com, be like boy, s.com. And you go on there, there's a short video that could erase it down what this book is about, a little short video overview, and then you can order the book from there. And then you'll see some of my other books and stuff there as well on the site. But I'm just excited to get an opportunity. I didn't know you were doing this today. But I just want to listen in on
Facebook
this show.
As well?
I'm sorry?
Can they find you on Facebook as well?
Yeah, they can find them. They may see the cover on Facebook as well. They'll see the cover. Is there any undercover sap suckers?
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, thank you for having me speak.
And have a great holiday.
Bless you. I hope you enjoy yours as well.
Thank you. Caller ending 1050, you're live. Hello, caller.
Valerie, good evening. Wade Randall.
Hi, Wade. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Valerie, I've recently wrote a book called Staying Strong Through the Storms.
Okay.
And that I wrote that book because so many people are going through challenges either at work, in their family, or personal challenges that they're looking for a way of how to deal with that, how can they get through their own personal storm.
Okay, so give us some insight on how to get through. Give us an excerpt out of the book, Wade Randolph, who is a motivational speaker and now a new author, radio personality.
Thank you, Valerie. Let me give you one insert. And the book is a, let's say I've compiled a book from interesting people that I've met over the years through my speaking, and also people that when you listen to them, they give you a level of clue of how they continue to grow. So there's this old saying, success leaves clues.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about a young lady I met about 5 years ago named Erica Williams. And Erica is the type of young lady that's always up, has an effervescent personality, and regardless what issues are in front of her, she continues to keep going. And again, as I said, success leaves clues. I wanted to learn, how is it that she keeps going and doesn't seem to have a down day? And I asked her, I said, Erica, what is it that you do that always seems like things go your way, that regardless what roadblocks you face, that you always are persevering? And she said, Mr. Randolph, there are three things I do in the morning that has given me a level of success that's unheard of. She said, the first thing I do is I always ask myself, what can I learn today? She said, the second thing I do is ask, who can I help today? And the third thing I always ask is, what am I grateful for? And sometimes we have to stop and ask those questions to move our mindset forward instead of staying still or moving backwards. So Erica was a blessing, and her success, her secrets to success, has given me the insight that I ask those questions each day that opens a light into my day.
Okay, that is powerful. You know, it is amazing how tonight everybody's book kind of connects with one another. Dr. Sandy was talking just now about the food inspectors, and you come back with staying strong through the storms of life, knowing that so many of us are going through storms or have gone through some storms and are yet standing. And with a smile on our face, people don't understand or know how or why, but it's happening. It's going through. Can you give a little testimony about who you are and what brought about this book?
Yes, I thank you, Val. What brought about this book was, as the gentleman said earlier, who are you surrounded with? What's your environment? And some of us need to clear out the clutter. So for years I have surrounded myself with a person like Valerie, with Les Brown, with Alan McDougall, and those people that think in unique ways that keep them moving forth towards their goals. For years I've surrounded myself with people that have stretched me. So this Wade Randolph that you hear here tonight has been stretched and reborn and freed based upon the people that I've been surrounded with. And the question you have to ask yourself is, who are you surrounding yourself with? Can you count people in or should you count them out? From there, they call me the more guy because I always say in my logo and signature statement is, you can always do more, achieve more, and have more because you can always become more. And the question we have to ask ourselves this evening is, what are you becoming? I specialize in motivational speaking, leadership, communication skills, and teamwork. And that keeps me busy, but it's not what I do. It's a part of me, and that has allowed me to grow and help other people in their lives and their challenges.
Mm. How can they connect with you and order the book?
You're free to order the book. You're free to contact me, and for this evening I'll give a special price based upon Valerie. I will give a special price of $15 if you send me an email to wade@themoreguy, so that's W-A-D-E, at themoreguy.com. Or feel free to go to my website, which is www.randolphunlimited.net. Randolph, R-A-N-D-O-L-P-H, unlimited.net. Mm-hmm. Also, let me just add, the book, I've made it a little unique and different because I want it to be a book that will grow by instead of you read and put on your shelf. So there are certain questions in each chapter that will have you journal and give you certain questions that will help you move beyond your barriers. There is There's a special gift I offer with each book that is significantly a $150 value because I'm here to be of value and of service. But each book has a special code. If you purchase the book, you will find a code in the back of the book that will allow you to get your special gift. Because what I want to do is empower you to stay strong through the storm.
Wow, that is a good deal. It's a nice Christmas gift.
You know, I'm telling people it's a Christmas gift, but what I want to do is make it a life gift.
Ah, excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Wade.
Thank you, and thank you for giving me the time to be on the show.
Okay. Those of you that have spoken and shared your book, if you hold the line in case anyone has any questions or comments, we have heard from Shirley Carter, the new release, Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man, Ms. Jacqueline Jackson, The Seven Soul Seeds, and Dr. Sandy Murphy, Fruit Inspector's Guide. She had a whole lot of stuff to say about the book, so you have to go to her website and also look her up on Facebook to get further information. And then Mr. Wade Randolph, Staying Strong Through the Storm, and Mr. Alan McDougall, Breaking Through. All of these books are very powerful, motivation, inspirational books that will help you get through each day of your life. So by all means, please visit their websites. Please email them. Stay connected. They're all on Facebook to find out more information about them, what they're doing, and events that may be coming up. Caller 2230, you're live.
Dr. Parker, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Captain Mark.
Greetings, Captain Mark. How are you this evening?
I'm doing real well. I just wanted to quickly thank you for such a great hosting this evening of some great, great authors. You know, a couple of them I have read before. I've read Wade, and I have read Alan McDougall's book. You know, you got some really good ones on there. And you asked Alan a really poignant question. I wanted to hear more from him because of this recent shooting. And because he goes to help so many families when they lose people due to death on the job. And sometimes it's multiple people that die on the job. And he has a really daunting task to go and work with these families. You know, I would like to ask him, and I'm going to give him a call. I would like to ask him, how do we feel about the other ones who don't even get in the news, like the 488 kids here in Chicago that lost their lives in schools to gun violence? See, it's not news here. 488 this year. And it's not news here because it happens all the time. Mm. Now, it doesn't happen where you get 20 to get shot at the same school. But we've had 15, 16 shot on the same day, sure. You know, it happens so regularly here that we become numb to it. But and these are inner city black kids for the most part. Then we turn around and we see this on the news about this guy shooting up 20 kids and all these adults, and oh my God, you know. And that's not to downplay the importance and the magnitude of that incident. But I really, really would like to hear Alan how he thinks about this type of thing. How is it that we become numb? We just become numb to anything happening that happens on a regular basis, no matter how horrible it might be. You can pick up the newspaper here in Chicago on any day of the week and read about a kid getting shot in the playground at the school, or mm-hmm. something happened school-related. And it's just not worthy of making national news. You know, also, I wanted to mention to you, you said something about men having mood swings. Was that you that said that?
Yes, I did say that.
How dare you? Look, I may be tripolar, and my tripolarism has really affected areas of my life, but I'm taking my medication, and I don't have mood swings. I just have to deal with being a tripolar person.
Shirley, help me out here. I'm going to help you out. Hi, Captain Martin. How are you?
Hi, Shirley. How are you doing?
I
can't wait to do your book. I'm going to do your book next. I cannot wait
for
that.
Okay. All right. He talked about tripolarness. I said they have mood swings.
Yeah, you were talking about mood swings, and men, we have a hard enough time just trying to wake up and be ourselves. You know what kind of pressure we're under by you women to perform in every way every day. You expect us to have the answers. You expect us to be the leaders. You expect for us to be the protectors and all of the whole nine yards. Well, when do we get a chance to just lay back and enjoy our medication?
Shirley, are you there?
I am here. I just had a little visitor to come in. And one thing about Captain Mark, you're from Chicago, and I heard tripolar again from I have a relative that lives in Chicago, and she's like, I'm tripolar. And, you know, I have to laugh at that. And I laugh and laugh with you, not at you. That's the first thing. And being tripolar, they haven't even made a medication for that yet. So I guess I'm not sure what you're taking, but one of the things, you know, we talked about mood swing with men, and, you know, I said men do have PMS, and, you know, they go through their moods. But one of the things, you know, I understand about men as far as their PMS and everything, men, you know, they're emotional, but they internalize it, and then they express it from their soul. So it's something that affects a man and his soul and everything. And with you, Captain Mark, you know, you have really found a place, I have to say, in my heart, because you come to the show, you bring a life and a twist to it that make anyone that listen to you, make them go, And so I welcome your feedback on my book when you do get a chance to read it. And your tripolar, we're going to have to probably do a show on that, Val, about tripolar, because that's something that it seems to be growing, you know. It's a growing trend. Bipolar is taking a second seat. Tripolar is taking another level.
Well, see, the doctor told me at first I was bipolar on a visit, and then he charged me $160. So I wrote him a check for $80 and told him to get the rest of it from that other guy.
I think you need to read Dr. Sandy Murphy's book, too, because it seems like you got a whole lot of fruits there that need pruning.
That may be a fact, but the thing is, in all honesty, after experiencing mood swings and all of those things, I understood when they prescribe you medication for real, and the medication keeps you in the middle. It keeps you from going on too far on the exciting, be on the high end, and it keeps you from being depressed, being on the low end. They tell you it keeps you in the middle. But I can tell you also that we try to not deal with this. We try to not deal with this medication. We don't want to deal with the medication. We want these extremes, these manic depressive people and exciting people. I'm telling you, excitable people and manic depressives as well have their place in this world.
I wish Alan was still on the line, but I think he was going to a meeting. Because please reach out to Alan McDougall, and so that you can get some of those questions answered regarding the depression part. And also, Jacqueline, are you there?
I am.
Okay, what can you tell Captain Mark here? Since he said he likes his mood swings, you know. You have your book, The Seven Soul Seeds, and you were talking about the different levels of emotions. Can you shed any light for him?
Well, I would just say that when you're talking about personality types, I believe that some of those areas are just related to being out of balance. And you said you have tripolar, and I have to tell you, I've never heard. This is my first time hearing about it, so I am getting an education here. I've heard of bipolar, but I really I go from a standpoint of balance, and I guess that's what the medication is supposed to do. But I also can appreciate the fact that you don't want to deal with the medication because you want to keep your I don't know if you were joking about it. You want to keep your imbalances, so to speak. But
I do. I want to keep that edge.
And I understand that. You do make the world more interesting. as long as you're not hurting anybody, you know, go for it. if you're hurting others with it, then maybe, you know, pull it back in. I'm not talking about you and, you know, particularly, but anyone listening who may be going through some imbalances, if it's usually they affect other people. so there are ways to understand those things. That some of it, I think, is, you know, I want to give respect to the medical community. Some of it, I believe, is made up. and I really say that with the most empathy in the world. But I believe that, you know, what I would like to share with a lot of folks that I coach is that, you know, once you understand, really delve into your who you really are as a spiritual being, having a human experience and listening to spirit. You know when you're out of line, spirit tells you how to pull it back in, you know, how to treat people, how to be good to yourself and others. That, you know, that takes care of a lot of it without medication is what I have to say about that. And, you know, but again, I say it with the most respect for the condition and for people who have that. But it sounds like you're enjoying yours, so kudos to you.
Thank you for that.
I tell you, a merry heart is good like a medicine. I have another caller holding 6362. Have we heard from you?
No, not yet. How are you doing, Dr. Parker?
Good evening.
And congratulations, Shirley.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You know, I'm sitting here just really enjoying the show, and I was just listening to your last caller speaking about tripolar, him being tripolar. I noticed that he is rather, you know, on the upside, but I have heard of people being tripolar, And it's a person that usually what they do, they go, they use that joy. They go into the joy, and that is a mechanism in which they use to somewhat camouflage the depression. So I don't know. Like you say, he doesn't like to take the medication, and I can very well understand that. And from, I mean, you know, to me, from what I found, from what I'm hearing from you, is that it sounds like it's working for him. There are some people who really do need to take medications, but, I mean, if it's working for you and you don't have to take medication, then that's absolutely wonderful. But, yes, I have heard of people being diagnosed as tripolar.
Okay.
But I
now,
wanted
are
to...
Okay, who are you, and do you have a book?
Yes, my name is Lavinia Allen. I'm Dr. Allen, and I do have a book. My book is Changed and Not Ashamed, and that is a book which actually tells of my story, you know, my story as a young girl becoming pregnant at the age of 14, and by the age of 17, I was married with three children. But as it's more than just a young girl becoming pregnant, you know, because we have so many of them that do become pregnant. But it's also a book that lets you know that, you know, in there that there is purpose. And once you realize your purpose, you know, you're able to move on in life and to be able to do things. I mean, there are a lot of girls that become absolute, you know, statistics. They don't complete their education, you know, but I was one of the fortunate ones, and I was able to move on. I also wanted to make a comment. I heard Alan, he was speaking about, you know, the tragedy that happened in Newton. Was it Newton, Connecticut? And
yes.
I heard another caller mention that, you know, the inner city kids, you know, they get, you know, they are killed, and no one is like, we become numb, but we as a whole may become numb. But you know what? Those are individuals. Those parents are not numb. You know, I mean, it matters to them whether it's 10, 20, or 30 kids losing one child. You don't become numb to that. So, you know, you experience the same emotion, you experience the same depression as anyone else. It may not be the whole town that's going through that depression, but you know what, you're in it, and sometimes when it's like that, it's like you're in there all by yourself. So it's not that we become numb, it's just that when it happens like that, it's not something that everybody knows about. We know that it is happening, but each parent that loses a child, it's individual. It's an individualized thing that you're experiencing. I have experienced it, and the only thing that really gets you through it is time. Time will get you through from one day to the next, but it's something you never, ever, ever forget, and something that you never become numb to.
Okay. So, Dr. Allen, thank you so much for sharing that. How can they order your book, Changed and Not Ashamed?
Well, they can go to my website, LaviniaAllen.com. They can order. They can also go to my my ministry website. It's www.abmministry.com, and you can order my book via the website.
Okay, and you're also on Facebook?
Yes, I am. I'm on Facebook. I'm on, not Twitter yet, but I'm on Facebook.
Well, I'm not on Twitter yet. I don't tweet. I'm just trying to learn how to do what I do, so I don't tweet either. thank you so much for sharing that information regarding your book, Changed and Not Ashamed, because I've read your book, and it is not, you know, just focusing on the fact of teenage pregnancy, but the triumph of it all, because you, in reading the book, you didn't allow that to stop you.
You press your way forward, and you got an education. You're not Dr. Lavinia Allen. You wanted to be a doctor, but you're a nurse now, so you didn't let your circumstances create your reality, and I salute you on that. So thank you once again for joining. Okay, I'm going to go down the line and give everybody 60 seconds to wrap up and give any closing comments or remarks, or if you want to give your information once again regarding how to contact you, the name of your book, starting with you, Dr. Allen.
Well, the name of my book is Changed and Not Ashamed, and it can be ordered on abmministry.com, and also you can log on to Facebook. You can order my book on Facebook as well.
Thank you so much for joining. Wade Randolph, are you still with me?
I'm still with you. My book is Staying Strong Through the Storms. If you're interested in the book, feel free to order it on my website, www.randolphunlimited.com. I'm on Facebook, and I do tweet, so just look up Wade Randolph at themoreguide.com.
Okay, do you have any closing remarks for Captain Mark, who has his problem with his emotions?
You know, Valerie, I've learned to stay in my lane. I've talked with Captain Mark, so I want to wish him well for the holidays and a great first of the year in resolving his issue.
Thank you so much. Did you hear that, Captain Mark?
I certainly did, and thank you for that, Wayne. You are a true coward. You should have,
thank you, sir.
Given it to me in a raw, baby, but that's the way you are.
No problem. I have your home number, so I fear not. Take care.
Uh-oh.
Thank you so much. Author 9441. Jacqueline, are you there?
Hi, yes, this is Jacqueline, J. Love Jackson. I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter as Jacqueline J. Love. That's J-L-O-V-E. My book is called Seven Soul Seeds, and the website is sevensoulseeds.com. Please check out the Women in Shelters tab on the website, because I would love to help the women. You'll find out how I want to help them by Christmas Day. So please check that out. And thank you, Valerie, so much. I really enjoyed this experience with you and the rest of your audience.
Thank you so much. We look forward to having you again. And my co-host, Shirley Carter, who is an author.
Yes, thank you. You can reach me on Facebook at Shirley Carter. I am also on Twitter, Miss Shirley 56, and my website is shirleymcarter.com. And my book is on smashwords.com. And again, the title is Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man. Thank you.
Yes, I'm extremely excited, extremely excited. We are closing 2012 with some fantastic authors, and those that were with us earlier, Alan McDougall, who wrote Breaking Through, and Dr. Sandy Murphy, who wrote The Fruit Inspector's Guide. You can email me at soultopics@gmail.com. That's soultopics@gmail.com. If you want a topic discussed, or you wish to reach one of the authors, if you weren't able to grasp their information, you can email me at soultopics.com. And I invite you to visit my website, FromTheSoulOfAWoman.com. That's www.FromTheSoulOfAWoman.com, and you will find information there that will be good for your soul, as well as my four books that are available. So if you desire any of the books, you can purchase it through PayPal, and you can call me and get information with that, and I'll tell you how you can order the book. But you can order the book through my website, fromthesoulofwoman.com. And if you have any problems ordering it, email me at soultopics@gmail.com, or you can call me at 954-724-0900. That's 954-724-0900. And I wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas and even a more prosperous new year. And remember that love affects our past, our present, our future. It's an emotion, a gift given to us from God, and it should never, ever hurt. Have a great night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.